News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise. On News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We've had lots of help this week. Kevin Herr is the vice president around here these days. Mr. Matt Cotrillo is our news director. Rob Center is our fabulous producer. Really makes glues it all together. So we very much appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Emily Morosco is here, assistant director of the Union Snyder Community Action Agency. We've been in contact with her a couple of times this week, making sure that help that is available for people in terms of human service needs, food, daycare, whatever it is, that they get that help in Union and Snyder County. Emily, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me. It's great to talk to you.
Explain how the Union Snyder Community Action Agency is operating these days.
It looks a lot different than normal day to day. I will start with that. So officially, as of the beginning of this week, we have closed our physical building at 713 Bridge Street in Phelan's Grove. However, we still are providing remote services during our normal business hours from 8:30 to 4 in the weekdays. So that looks like a lot of remote case management that we do for our housing programs that require it, as well as our service navigation and employment assistance that we provide. So talking to our current customers and new customers calling in, really via phone and email the best that we can. We are also, we have canceled all non-urgent appointments, so our tax program that we've been operating in both Phelan's Grove and Lewisburg is canceled at least until March 30th, as well as our non-urgent Snyder County Veterans Affairs appointments as well. So our main goal right now is, of course, as everybody else, limiting that face-to-face contact, but still providing assistance however we can to people.
And there must be some time when a face-to-face contact would be inevitable for some of your caseworkers and customers.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, something that we faced at the beginning of the week was home visits for our housing programs that are frankly required by the programs that we operate. And so we've really had to figure out how to get around those situations. And our team has been really creative and dedicated to figuring out positive solutions. So I am proud to say, you know, that face-to-face interaction really has been decreasing by the day. But of course, you know, something I definitely want to share some information about is our food assistance and our food approach. Food is really top of mind right now, and that does require that face-to-face interaction. I mean, there's just no way to get around that, right? But we are operating our pantries as planned today on Friday and next Friday. But we are all changing all of the operations to curbside pickup or drive-through. Right. So, you know, while we'll still be seeing those beautiful faces we serve, we will not be gathering in a shared space, which is, you know, per guidelines from the state.
Please elaborate on those food opportunities.
Absolutely, yeah. So our two pantries that we are still operating today are in Lewisburg and Mifflinburg. All of that information is on our website. Again, I believe Lewisburg will be curbside pickup, so there will be volunteers outside directing cars where they should go to get the boxes delivered to you. This is all pre-packed boxes that will be distributing today and next week. And then Mifflinburg, I believe they're going to be doing the drive-through option. So again, pre-packed boxes. We'll have volunteers outside guiding cars, making sure people know where to go for that. I'll also mention the state has flexed the eligibility for our pantry so that anybody without any income currently can benefit from those. So we are expecting an influx of people coming to our pantries this week and next week. But again, we are doing everything we can to make sure that the supply meets the demand. Phelan's Grove and McClure food pantries will be next Friday.
All right. How do you get signed up or go to the Lewisburg and the Mifflinburg food pantries?
So there is no sign-up required beforehand. What the volunteers will be doing, we'll be able to sign up for ourselves a self-declaration form with verbal agreement from the person receiving food. So again, there won't be that any contact, you know, sharing pens, et cetera. So we are able to sign for those people receiving food. So there is no sign-up beforehand, just stop by. Again, all of our information and times are on our website and on our Facebook, and we'll get you set up.
All right, and that's at the Snyder County, Lewisburg. What's the precise location of the Lewisburg opportunity?
Well, the Lewisburg opportunity is at the First Baptist Church. I'm pulling it up because...
Right, and it's just off Route 15.
Yep. It's off of, it's actually off of Market Street. Let me just find it here, just so I'm not sharing this information.
Well, in the meantime, okay, while you look that up, let me tell folks, they're going to want to know your telephone number, which is 570-374-0181, though it sounds like you don't necessarily need that for the food opportunities. 570-374-0181, and if you want to look them up on the web, it's union-snydercaa.org. Okay, so Lewisburg.
You got it. Okay, I got it. So Lewisburg, I was right, First Baptist Church, which is 51 South 3rd Street, again in Lewisburg. Mifflinburg is at the Mifflinburg United Methodist Church, which is up 279 Market Street.
All right, so those where those are at. And what are the hours of those two opportunities?
Lewisburg is from 1:30 to 3:30 today. And Mifflinburg is from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock today.
All right, so that's actually a pretty narrow window, but you want folks to take advantage of that if it applies to them. Then next week is Sealands Grove and McClure, correct?
Correct.
All right, so you're probably going to get a lot of folks that are kind of on the margin now because because of what has happened. What else? What other good information would you like to pass on?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am really excited to share that the United Way and the Degenstein Foundation has provided generous funding to our local community action agencies. So our agency, which serves Union and Snyder County, and CSO, which includes Northumberland County, to help people who are on that margin that you just said, Mark. So people who we can't typically provide support to due to income eligibility, we are now able with this funding to support people who have just recently lost a job and are in dire straits and just need some assistance. So I really just urge you to give us a call. Of course, you know, as things are changing so rapidly, we're still getting our processes in place. So we do ask for patience, but by the beginning of next week, we are certain that we will be able to, that we will have a system in place that it'll be a pretty seamless experience for folks needing assistance. So if you need help today, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And again, we're just really excited for this partnership to be able to serve more people in our community.
You've talked about different kind of helps that are available to people. What kind of help could you use? Is there any assistance the community can contribute to the Union Snyder Community Action Agency?
Yeah, absolutely. So ways that people can support us and the work that we're doing, we are doing food donation drop-offs at our Sealands Grove site from beginning this Monday until Thursday from 2 to 4 p.m. And again, that's any non-perishable, non-expired food. We have a list of preferred food that we would like to see to support our pantries listed on our Facebook. But again, if you have any questions, give us a call. We really would appreciate some food, non-perishable food donations. We did our first impromptu drive yesterday, and it was a huge success. We had so many people come by and drop off food. So thank you to those people who did that. And, you know, we're excited to keep trying to build up more supplies so that we can support the increased demand that our pantries and distribution centers will be seeing.
All right. Well, if there's one thing we know how to do in the Central Susquehanna Valley, it's get generous folks who wish to help met up with folks.
Isn't that the truth?
With folks who are interested in saying yes. Well, thank you so much, Emily. Go ahead and reiterate your contact information if folks have questions about the elements we talked about.
Absolutely, yeah. So first, I just want to encourage anybody who is isolated and you just need help as soon as possible, we are asking people to call 211, which is a 24/7 hotline, and you'll get connected with somebody immediately. If you have any questions about any of the services that we provide, which again are listed on our website, give us a call, leave us a voicemail, and we'll return your call as soon as possible. Our number is 570-374-0181. And I just want to also point out, we do have a COVID-19 resources page that have any resources listed that pertain to the state or local community. So that's, again, on our website, which is union-snyderCAA.org.
All right. So I hope folks are able to take care of that and get more information. Emily, keep in touch. Just check back in from time to time and keep us up to date with the evolving situation. Send us the details on Sealands Grove and McClure again, and we'll make sure that we re-announce those next week. Thank you so much, Emily.
Absolutely. Will do. Thank you, Mark. Take care.
Emily Morosco, Assistant Director of the Union Snyder Community Action Agency. Dozens of men and women teaming up to make sure that services are still out there. The 211 statewide helpline is still there for folks who need that. And their telephone number in Sealands Grove, 570-374-0181.